Mayor, the city is looking to buy back some properties in foreclosure along Main Street, a total of 23 properties. Talk about this initiative from the city and what you're looking to accomplish here.
Sure. You know, we had a development that was planned, or at least on the drawing board, before I arrived with a group called Blue Cardinal Capital. Unfortunately, it didn't come to pass, and the financial institution that holds a mortgage on the properties, all total, there's like 20-something right on Main, but all total it'll be close to 38 properties, are now in foreclosure. Along with that, there's a foreclosure action with regard to the Rapids Theater, which is in the middle of all of those properties. And so the city is looking to, we're looking to try and obtain those properties by negotiating with the financial institutions that if they are in fact going to foreclose, once that's done, we can acquire them through our urban renewal agency. The idea will be that in partnership with Niagara University, along with state and county partners, we're going to take university housing and put that onto Main Street. We've had quite a bit of interest in the development. And so it's an idea that, and again, we're not reinventing the wheel. You know, there's university housing. We've just never taken advantage of it. It's really been sort of spread out into the community, which in and of itself has created its a level of difficulty in some neighborhoods. So we're going to eliminate that issue and try to use that asset to revitalize that portion of Main Street.
How do you feel that this can spur more positive development in the city? I know a lot of work has gone into developing the city further, but sure, how might this further that?
Yeah, this is also a part of the Downtown Revitalization Initiative area where the state previously awarded $10 million. So we think that bringing this particular type of development into that area, along with the investment that the state will put in relative to the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, will start drawing a bit more improvement. Now, remember, we're talking about the area from, Michigan, Michigan Avenue to Niagara Avenue, from Main Street to Whirlpool. And with all the work that's already been done on the Whirlpool trails, we just think that this will start creating, you know, a different sense, vibe down in that area of the city.
One of the properties that you mentioned that's amongst this group of properties you're trying to obtain is the Rapids Theater. And
right,
certainly it's been a prominent building over the years. It's historical in a way as well. Given what's unfolded over the years with that property and the building itself and the management there, what's kind of the latest with that? And is that almost sort of like the centerpiece of this plan, or is that just kind of part of it?
No, I think you've sensed the importance of that piece to the overall development. Importance to the extent that it's a venue that's already known by university students. Niagara University has used that venue for entertainment, for events. So we think that if we're going to bring the students into that section of our Main Street, and this venue, which is something they're already familiar with, is really in the hands of a responsible owner-operator, something that can start creating at least a recreational site for the students that are there, it'll spur some of those other storefronts that are along the Main Street corridor to also begin to provide those kinds of locations for students and for all of us, really. I mean, we talk about university housing. I think once we get started, I think that the location, that area that we're talking about, could include vacation rentals. It could include market rate apartments. There's one developer who's talking about putting in a boutique hotel, because as the students' parents come in, a place for them to stay among where their students may be residing.
What is the current status of the Rapids Theater?
Sure. It too is in foreclosure with a separate financial institution. We're very close. We're in conversation with both of the institutions that have separate mortgages on the Blue Cardinal properties, and a separate mortgage with a different institution on the Rapids. And we think we're close. We think we're in a position where, and I'll say this too about both of those financial institutions, they want to assist the city in this development. So they've been very, very amenable to our discussions. And really, I think I appreciate their willingness to also lean in and try to see if we can get this done.
And how do you feel that this development, this plan initiative can eventually entice people to explore more of the city rather than just parts of the city or even Niagara Falls itself?
Yeah, you know, once we get if this can catch on and we're able to build the apartments that we're looking to build, we've already had some interest in the storefronts from some of the business districts here in Buffalo who've come up. And when you're talking about 100, 150 students in an area, there's really an interest in bringing things like lounges or coffee shops. So we've had a number of regional developers come in and take a look at it and see the possibilities. If that should happen, and when, and we're very, very hopeful that that happens, I think what we do is we stretch the city. It no longer becomes just that 6, 8, 10 block area right down in the entertainment district. We start stretching the interest all the way up Main Street. And ultimately, you know, with some of the other development that we're bringing to the city market area, we start stretching it out more into the city, which is really the goal of our administration.
Perfect. Mayor, is there anything else that you would like to add that maybe we haven't discussed?
No, you know, I just want to also add that we have also been the beneficiary of having state and county partners in all of this. So we really appreciate everybody leaning in to help bring this plan forward.